Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life's big picture. Waiting times are just as significant as acting times. Realizing this can transform your entire experience. However, while you wait on God's timing, there are some pitfalls that you need to avoid. Today, we'll look at 7 of these dangers. Now tell me, when was the last time you were waiting for a red light to turn green and wondered whether it was broken? That sense of waiting on God's timing can frequently reflect the feelings of anticipation, frustration, and uncertainty in our own lives. But I want to urge you to put your faith in God's timing today. Await the Lord. Stay with us until the end to get the blessings of this prayer, as I will also pray a powerful prayer with you in the great name of Jesus. A lot of us may relate to the sense of waiting and occasionally even annoyance while we watch for God to make His next move. But keep in mind this. God is molding you while you are silent and at peace. He is developing your faith, shaping your character, and getting you ready for the benefits that lie ahead. Keep in mind that while God's timing is flawless, our clock may not always line up with His. In order to help us navigate these times of patience, today we will not only examine the beauty of God's timetable, but also 7 major dangers to watch out for. Number 1. Don't give up. For texting purposes, the majority of us use WhatsApp or another messaging app. Imagine for a moment that you are messaging a friend. You wait and wait, but they never get back to you. Does that imply that your friend has forgotten you or that they don't give a damn about you? Not in a big way. Their smartphone might not be in use or need charging, or they can be preoccupied with deciding how best to respond. Well, conversing with God is comparable. Though it may seem like He isn't responding at times, it doesn't imply He has forgotten about us. God is always available and never busy, yet occasionally He hasn't responded because He is working towards something more important. Wait on the Lord. Have courage. He will strengthen your heart, according to Psalm 27:14. This verse encourages us to wait patiently and optimistically, just like farmers wait for rain. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Are you familiar with the biblical character Habakkuk? He is not a topic of much conversation. Once upon a time, he thought God was ignoring him. He exclaimed, "O Lord, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear?" In Habakkuk's book, chapter 1, verse 2. But as his journey progressed, he came to believe in God's timing and plan. It dawned on him that God was working even in silence. Habakkuk's faith in God's purpose is evident in verses 17 to 18 of Habakkuk 3, despite obstacles. Therefore, keep in mind the lines from Psalms and think of Habakkuk if you ever feel like you're stuck in a long waiting time or that God is far away. Both of these teach us to have faith in God's timing. God never stops being with us, even though we might not always notice it. Number 2. Do not evaluate your path in light of others. Imagine life as a great race, but not like any race you've watched on television. Everybody has a different route to run in this marathon. Certain pathways are easy to navigate, while others may involve numerous turns and obstacles. You run the risk of tripping over a stone on your own route if you're constantly observing other people's journeys and questioning why yours is different. What does the Bible say when it says, "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another," in Galatians 6:4. You will give it your all if you concentrate on your own race. There are those of us who focus too much on other people when we should be attending to our own life. Give attention to your own race and stop observing others. Examine the narrative surrounding the initial two sons of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. When Cain's offering was accepted by God, and not his, he became extremely envious and angry. He started to compare rather than concentrate on improving himself. His analogies caused serious issues. Genesis 4 verses 4 through 8 tell this tale. Therefore, we should keep in mind that every one of our spiritual journeys with God is different and concentrate on developing a personal relationship with Him. Do not measure your trip against others while you are waiting on God. Concentrate on your own race. Number 3. Try not to get impatient. Consider standing in line for the best ice cream in the community. Imagine standing in queue for...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The best of whatever food you enjoy if you don't eat ice cream. As an example, let's say that there is a lengthy queue and that you can see people are already enjoying their ice cream. Although it would be easy for you to give up or grumble, those that stick with it until the very end get to enjoy the delicious ice cream. According to the Bible, Abraham and Sarah were desirous of having a child, but it took a while. Thus, Sarah offered Abraham a scheme to produce a child with her maidservant Hagar in Genesis 16:1-2. Sarah was unable to bear children. Tension and strife resulted from this choice. Once Hagar became pregnant, Sarah started to hate her, and in return, Sarah started to abuse her. Nevertheless, God's kindness is evident despite all of this chaos. Regarding her son Ishmael, Hagar receives direction and assurances from an angel. The miraculous birth of Isaac, which is a monument to God's kindness, and Abraham and Sarah's growing faith, demonstrates God's constancy in their lives as we read on in the account. Verse 7 of Psalm 37 serves as another reminder from the Bible to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. It also tells us not to worry about those who prosper in His way, which is another way of saying relax, trust God, and don't be in a hurry. It's important to note that this verse also serves as a reminder to concentrate on our own race. Thus, remember Abraham and Sarah whenever you feel that things are going too slowly. There are times when it's preferable to wait for God's perfect plan. Wait patiently for God's ideal timing to avoid unneeded issues. Recognizing that God's tardiness is not a sign of His denial, we ought to embrace the virtue of waiting. Possibly, though, it is a prelude to a grander discovery. Thus, rather than becoming impatient, let's put ourselves in a position to benefit from the best of His promises. As we wait for God's perfect timing, let patience be our guide. Number 4. Prevent doubt. Imagine yourself hiking up a mountain, and the path gets hazy as you go. You may even consider going back because it's difficult to know where to go next. That mist represents the uncertainty we occasionally experience on our journey with God. Hebrews 3:12-13 advises us, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in fleeing from the living God." This is equivalent to saying, "Watch out, don't let doubt drag you away from God." This brings to mind the Israelites at the Red Sea. They had an enraged army behind them and a vast sea in front of them. It did not seem feasible. But what took place? Parting the waters, God made a passage. How about Daniel too? Daniel found himself in a den full of ravenous lions. But thankfully, God closed the lion's jaws, keeping Daniel safe. God can work amazing miracles, even in the face of overwhelming odds, as demonstrated in the cases of the Israelites and Daniel. Give up your doubts and have faith in God's timing. Number 5. Refrain from complaining and sulking. Imagine yourself asking, "Are we there yet?" while on a road trip, despite the fact that you have witnessed some magnificent sights en route. That is tantamount to complaining about the path God wants us to take and betrays impatience. In Philippians 2:14, the Bible encourages us to do all things without complaining and disputing, which essentially means to trust the process and not get caught up in arguments or whining about whatever we're doing. God is aware of his actions and is aware of the outcome from the start. The Israelites witnessed incredible sights, including manna from heaven and water from Iraq, but they were frequently critical rather than appreciative. This did them no good at all. In fact, it prolonged their trek across the desert. It's simple to start whining when things don't work out the way we had hoped. But let us instead give thanks to God for his blessings and put our faith in him for the future. In this sense, our path gains far greater delight and significance as we wait patiently. Number 6. Don't make snap decisions. Let's say you are extremely eager to taste the cake you are creating. You remove it from the oven too soon, rather than waiting for the perfect moment. How does that work? The cake is undercooked and incredibly gooey. It's not done. Similar to baking, in life, rushing things can lead to unexpected or unwanted results. A guy by the name of Gehazi is the subject of a little-known biblical tale. He worked as a servant for the prophet Elisha. One day, Naaman, a man Elisha had healed, wished to send Elisha some presents as a token of his appreciation. Gehazi wondered why not, but Elijah responded no. To obtain some of those items, he lied and chased after Naaman. Gehazi was punished after Elisha learned of it. 2 Kings 5 verses 20 to 27 contain the entire narrative. Gehazi suffered the repercussions of his rash choice and lack of consideration for morality. According to Proverbs 14:15, the simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. This text cautions us against making snap decisions or accepting information at face value. Avoid making snap decisions and instead take your time. Making snap decisions is not a smart idea, and they frequently don't work out. Think about it. How many times have we met someone new, and in the thrill of the moment or our mutual enthusiasm, thought of them as our new best friend? However, just as a recently planted seed needs time to sprout and reveal its actual form, so too do our relationships. You have to be patient and watch it closely. What if they're really hiding their genuine intentions or are only saying things to appease you? Consider internet buying as an additional example. We occasionally come upon a deal that seems too good to refuse without first reviewing the return policy or reading the reviews. After clicking to purchase, the item doesn't look at all like what we had anticipated. We could have avoided the hassle if we had only spent a few more minutes doing our homework. Therefore, wisdom asks us to stop, think, pray, listen for the Holy Spirit's guidance, and maybe even ask reliable others for advice before making big decisions like starting new relationships or buying purchases. We position ourselves to make more informed and advantageous decisions by doing this. See it as similar to testing a cake with a toothpick before removing it from the oven. It's a quick step that guarantees the ideal outcome. As with the cake, we should make sure that the choices we make guide us in the correct direction. That is, the road that God intended for us. Number 7. Never neglect spiritual development. Imagine yourself planting a seed as a gardener. You can't just leave it and hope that it gets better on its own. No, you must hydrate it, provide it with sunlight, and keep pests away from it. The plant won't grow if you ignore it. That plant is a lot like our spiritual lives. A monarch by the name of Josh is mentioned in a biblical narrative. 2 Chronicles 24 contains references to this. He was taught by the holy priest Jehoiada when he was a small child. Josh restored God's favor among the people of Judah. Josh, however, neglected his spiritual development following Jehoiada's passing. He moved away from God after being influenced by the wrong group of people. The results were disastrous, as you may guess. What does the Bible tell us in 2 Peter 3:18? But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your faith will flourish with nurturing, just like a plant does with your care. Waiting periods and peaceful moments in our lives are ideal times to develop a closer relationship with God. It's similar to providing extra attention to the plant. Learn new ways to communicate with God, study the Bible more, pray more, or tune in to the Holy Spirit. Thus, rather than wasting time, let's make the most of these moments to grow and thrive in our religion. Hebrews 11:1 reminds us that trusting God's timing is a walk of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our faith gives us hope that God is at work and that His plans will be accomplished, even in the face of adversity. As we persist in our stroll and our anticipation, may we completely trust on God's timing and promises rather than our own comprehension, because they always work. As we travel through life, we frequently find that what matters most is the process, the learning, development, and epiphanies we experience along the way. Every instant presents a priceless chance, particularly the ones during which we must wait. Now is the perfect moment to get closer to God, develop listening skills, and rely on His promises. It is not only a consoling phrase to trust God's timing. It is a profound reality derived from the innumerable accounts of individuals who have walked in faith before us. We've learned today that when we wait on the Lord, there are some traps to watch out for. To avoid these, however, is not about living a perfect life. Rather, it is about being aware of our surroundings, alert, and steadfastly rooted in God's word and promises. Every obstacle we encounter, every moment of uncertainty, frustration, or temptation serves as a call to raise our eyes, recall the Heavenly Father's fidelity, and develop our faith and relationship with Him even more. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint, says Isaiah 40:31. Let us cling to this promise. These are not merely lovely words. They are an assurance of God's enduring influence in our life. Therefore, while we consider this lesson, let's choose patience over hurry, thankfulness over complaining, and faith over fear or uncertainty. It is important to have faith in God's impeccable timing, understanding that He is working for our benefit and His glory even during the quiet times when we are unable to perceive it. Recall that God does not negate when He delays. Frequently, He's getting ready for something that's beyond our wildest dreams. Continue on, remain steadfast, and have faith in the process. Because God will provide something we never could have imagined, and He will do so in His perfect time. Let's now pray to the Lord together, everyone within my audible range. To receive all of the benefits of this prayer, I would like you to pray it with me. Pray to our benevolent and compassionate God. Almighty and flawless in every manner, Heavenly Father, you are. Since you are the Lord of lords and the King of kings, I praise your holy name. I humbly approach you, Lord, filled with gratitude and worship. For everything you have done and will do in my life, I am incredibly grateful. Lord, please pardon me for the times I stumbled while believing in your heavenly timing. Dear God, I forgive everyone who has harmed me, showing them the same kindness and charity you have shown me. In Jesus' name, I oppose the spirit of hopelessness. I chastise every emotion that threatens to drag me down and leave me feeling overlooked. I'm grateful that you have not forgotten me and that your intentions for me are wonderful. Lord, I resist the want to contrast my journey with others. Father, I accept that each road you have laid out for me is distinct and has a purpose. I announce that I am at peace and content where you have placed me, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to overcome the impatient spirit. Please help me to have faith in your precise timing and life plan, and to stay grounded in it. The enemy attempts to sow doubt in my heart, but I stomp out those seeds. Please, in the name of Jesus, deepen my faith and give me the assurance that you are constantly at work in my life. Father, I chastise the tendency to make snap judgments, and I pray against the spirit of sulking and whining. May I live with a heart full of thankfulness, concentrating on your promises and gifts. Lord, please send your Holy Spirit to guide me as I seek your wisdom and make sure I follow your predetermined course. Help me, Father, to prioritize my spiritual development. Lord, please assist me to always accept your message, draw nearer to you, and enjoy each day while taking something new from each season. I pray, Father, that my loved ones will also feel your protection and guidance. May you guide them to walk in your love, favor, and grace, and to learn more about you. Lord, I thank you for all the hearts that are humbly before you right now as I pray with all of you listening. I ask that you show us your love, that we will sense your presence, and that your promises will comfort us. Let every statement come to pass in our lives, and every phrase resound in our souls. Father, grant us all your heavenly protection, cure us of our ailments, and show us unimaginable blessings as we go about our daily lives. With your unwavering support and impeccable timing, let us stroll with assurance. I am grateful that you heard my request, Lord, and answered it. I beseech in Jesus' name. Thank you. Please put Amen in the comment section below if this message blessed you. In the name of Jesus, I announce that you are now receiving all the blessings of this prayer. You may aid in our efforts to share the gospel and reach more people by hitting the like button and forwarding the video to a friend or family member you believe will benefit from this prayer. You can do this. Remember to subscribe to the channel as well if you want to see more videos that will cheer you up and bless your heart. We value each and every one of our supporters. How fortunate you are to be a blessing. To help us bring your requests for prayer before God in order to receive your blessings and triumph, kindly post them in the comments. We also encourage other Christians to join us and begin praying for you right now on the YouTube platform and throughout the globe. We would also like you to know that you are still prayed for even if you do not receive a response to your prayer request. You may be confident that we fervently pray to God for any request that aligns with His desire. We trust that prayer can provide consolation, healing, and direction in line with God's ideal design. As we pray, join us in standing in faith. All honor belongs to God. May our Lord Jesus Christ's mercy and peace surround each and every one of you. Thank you. Amen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.